Here's a little ditty about a cat. It's a black cat who loves mystery and astrology like you and me. It's black cats and the zodiac.
Good morning. Today I am... Oh, perfect. Okay, cool. Awesome. Today I'm up really past way early because I have to make mashed potatoes for work. And I thought... I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do it. Potato podcast episode. So, I was on TikTok once again, stealing ideas from TikTok. And, I need to go faster. So, I just listened back and just continued trying. I don't necessarily know what I like to say, because I kind of go over your ears. And it was kind of weird. There's a lot less than amazing, but I just feel like I'm going to throw a wiggle. It's going to fall out. Wait, yeah. To like the exact minute. So I guess it's the alarm clock. That means that I'm stealing minutes away from myself. And then I am working with less minutes, obviously. And that oftentimes means that sometimes I get things done. I don't know how long I get things done. But this should be easy. I just mash potatoes and I don't take long to make. And I've got two big pots there growing. So I should look out there. I've got like a 5-pound bag of potatoes. So they're ready to eat them. Happy Tuesday. I hope you guys enjoyed your life tips. And the Friday was attacked accordingly. I do think that this is not the day that we protect the fire issue. They decided it was a bad idea because the fire nation had a better plan and then they lured Aang into like a criminal problem about we need to go watch the Last Airbender, not the added series, but the actual one. Anyway, because it was really good. But Azula kind of distracted them so that her dad, I would open for that. Yeah. Which makes perfect sense, because I would have been if they like tried to launch a full blown attack. And then the only have like minutes to do it. Alright, turn this on. On high. And then Benders get their power back mid thing, and then fucking destroy it right there. And that would have been the series. We went right to fucking what's her face? Gora. Because that would have been so you can do that. Faster. I know that's probably
you check the tape? Thank you. Given to Canvas is something you give in order to receive. So, what she was saying was that about Thursday, which is one by four, which is, if you know, because there's a lot of stuff ever, her days of the week, sorry, I'm so tired. Her days of the week were named very nordically and also very. Being loud. Turns out no, I was not. No, I'm trying to find the mashed potatoes. And oh, I got a text message. That's funny. So basically, no, I try out these headphones and then midway through they start playing some fucking music that I didn't even have like calibrated to play. And so I have to switch out. Yeah.
And
Sunday is just kind of like wine. And then for Tuesday, you know, just when I was like, when I think of these next few days, a couple days, and they're both kind of by the same kind of issue, Andrew. And it's kind of this, this going after kind of Andrew. And so the country of choice is like mead, which I think is kind of hilarious. Okay, yeah, except for like Tuesday, because Tuesday when we go back. Sorry. So green. So yeah, we'll have some stuff. I'm just kind of going up because it's like one of those guys that were up there with the one earlier, like the same like level or category. And therefore, was seen like on the council. So I guess I could go to Guardians of the Galaxy that movie where they are. And a big room. I'm trying to ask Zeus for help. He'd be there. Yeah, it's Guardians of the Galaxy. It's the Thor movie, for sure, though. So then you'd actually, this one's actually really funny. So the way to worship him is to kind of have on their altar like some kind of weapon and keep it like, oops. Oh, on keep it, like, in good working order, so as to, like, keep it very well, you know, polished and sharp. Bow and arrow, same thing. And then, again, mead, wine, for that worshiping. And then now I'm moving on to Wednesday for sure this time. Okay, so Wednesday is... an old English kind of a word. So old derives from old English. Wednesday. And it's the day of Odin. So Odin, you know, also being a worldly god, would really... I bet, you know, I bet he would like a joke. I don't know. I feel like these Norse gods like jokes. I don't know why that came to me, but like, I do feel like these Norse gods would love a joke. And so, I don't know, I'll tell him a joke. And, so, that reminds me of something. I really want to do a stand-up routine because, like, I've got some good ones in there. I've got some good things about Alexander's. I've got some good things in there. What is the word? Is, if I remember correctly, he's basically Hermes in the Greek version, and he just ran around. Then Hermes has been everywhere. Hermes was not a slacker, and I love it for him. He was just like everywhere. He's just like, hey, go down to the Emerald and should help Hades, and he's like, gotcha, gotcha, boss. And so Hermes was doing a lot. And so, that's why I think it's funny. So it's like a mug of wine, ale, mead, or coffee, because he's doing a lot. And I love him for that. I think it's really interesting how a lot of our astrology and our systems that we have in place are very still, have a lineage of sorts, you know, back to Norse mythology, Roman mythology, Greek mythology. And I'm kind of interested to know, I know why that is, because of, like, you know, the people who conquered the world, and they declared everything in this society, we follow it. But I think that would be interesting how other mythologies or other cultures would have named these other things, so they know that they were named differently. I'll go into Egyptian information again. I find it interesting because I want to know more about like Toth, which is Egyptian, and they have other cat goddess, and she's fucking cute. Because we're fucking cats. I just think cats are cute. So yeah, there's that. Let me switch over this little device. Thursday was dreaming about thunder, dreams, herbs, and today Jupiter. And in Roman food, which is the day is named after the Roman god Jupiter, who was the god of the sky and thunder, as we know so before. And they're saying that this is history. And I'm like, you know what, that's fair, because that's, generally speaking, that's what a lot of us do on Thursdays. That people must be specifically good. Focus on lashing. You're making excellent time, really. Just assume that things are gonna work out for you. You have to put in the emotion and like be grateful for everything you have before you start to ask for more. Because what do I do for more things when you don't appreciate what you already have? Kind of an idea. So then moving forward into like looking to you, especially by the universe, if you don't appreciate what you already have, and if you don't actively show appreciation for the things you have. I know that I'm guilty of this because I have some tone in my head that it's hard for me to stop. You're like, oh wow. I remember this was not going for you, and now look at it, it's going amazing for you. So that's kind of that. Being ruled by Venus because it's the planet of love and it's also how I receive and how I give. It's like Venus also in black, Venus in black, like I just have it not, and that is God's love. And so here's kind of like a show legitimate love. Which would be wine, I suppose. So let's see. And you guys are listening to the struggle a little bit. Thank you. good restrictions.
And then we get over to Saturday,
which is Saturn Day, and that's the end of the week there. And so it's basically just, are you doing things you need to do to kind of celebrate and show discipline? I can't find the progress for Saturn. I think I feel like Saturn is just probably driven.
Love you guys. Have a good day. Bye.